Welcome back here to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Adel DeSoto Minburn Superintendent Greg Defoe. And Greg, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Yes, it's always great to talk to you, Shaquan.
Well, absolutely. And well, I just know the ADM School Board just met on October 13th. So some things that I'd like to go over with you. We'll start off. Can you highlight what you learned about in the presentation regarding your four disciplines of executions? And I know you got some updates about the FAST reading and math scores as well.
You bet. You know, we always, this time of year in October, we typically give our board a report on our four disciplines of execution, which is really about our district-wide goal. And we're focusing on literacy still. So we have one wildly important goal, or WIG in short. And then all of our school buildings have building goals that are aligned to that district-wide goal in literacy. And then those translate down even into team-level goals, also focused on literacy. So there's that alignment throughout our system in regarding to our primary goal effort. And so we talked about that again. And then Travis Wilkins, our assistant superintendent, took the board through a pretty detailed walk through our fall data. We test our kids three times a year in the FAST system that's provided by the state in reading and math. And so he provided those scores and that data update in reading and math for our fall testing window.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. And now, you know, I know something else that was on the agenda, $19 million being used in the school infrastructure, sales services, and revenue tax bonds. So talk about what that will be going towards.
Yeah, you know, that lengthy kind of cumbersome action item just involved several board actions that were necessary to kind of culminate the selling of school bonds, you know, for our high school new construction project. So really, this was the final phase before we can receive bonds, before we can receive that money. And that full $19 million is allocated to the new high school project. So it's the financing plan for the new high school involves general obligation bonds and also what we call SAVE bonds. That's the statewide sales tax bonds that we receive.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the ADM School Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, now there were two modified supplemental aids for a negative special education balance and then limited English proficiency allowable costs. So would you mind discussing what those are for?
Yeah, that's a financial move that we make when we have negative balances in those two areas of our program, special education and limited English proficiency or English learners. When we have negative balances in those programs, we can request a modified supplemental aid, it's called, from Iowa, from the Department of Ed. And it allows our spending authority to be increased by that amount. It's kind of a complicated concept. It's not cash that we get. We'd have to go out and utilize property taxes to get those funds, but it just increases our what we like to call our credit card amount, but we typically don't do that. But we, you know, schools are encouraged to pursue adding to their spending authority when we can, and we did that in both of those areas.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. And then what can you share about the School Improvement Advisory Committee meeting that was held last month in September?
You bet. Assistant Superintendent Wilkins, you know, gave a report over our SIAC committee meeting that took place in September. Really, the focus of that report really zeroed in on our at-risk programming and how we identify students who may have at-risk variables going on in their lives and how we support them. So that was really the heart of the report to the board, was our at-risk programming, how we identify students and how we serve them if they are identified as at-risk. We also talked about at that meeting, we also talked in detail about our student achievement goals and our 4DX plan and those things too. But the heart of the report to the board was about our at-risk programming.
Awesome. And, you know, the last question that I have for you, obviously, I know, you know, we've talked about, you know, the new school being built on the south side of Adel, but really, you know, as we're here in the first semester already approaching the month of November, can you talk about maybe what some highlights have been throughout this first semester of the current school year?
Well, I think, like many people, you know, we're all just you know, no matter how much we try to not be surprised, we're surprised about how close we are to turning into November and, you know, the holiday season and, you know, that dirty word winter approaching. So the days and weeks just melt away. And, you know, we're really focused on trying to maximize the days we're provided, enjoy the time that we have. You know, our staff and students are just doing a really, really nice job of getting to work, and both in the classroom and in all the activities that are going on right now across all of our buildings. So, you know, we're just in that frame where we're just, you know, trying to stack good days, and that leads to great weeks and great months of student achievement and other things that are great.
Absolutely. And not to mention, yeah, I mean, you mentioned all the activities, but, you know, fall sports kind of hitting their postseason times. And yeah, all the teams are playing well, from volleyball to swimming, cross country, football, of course. So yeah, a great time to be a part of the ADM community and ADM School District. And so again, we've been speaking here with the ADM School Superintendent, Greg Defoe, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, really appreciate the time, and we'll check in with you once again soon.
That sounds great. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.